And we have our guests. It's Ross Tucker, who sat down with us, or me, at the Intrepid last year. And, you know, Ross, I'm seeing you go station to station.
Yeah.
And you're making yourself comfortable. You're just a natural for this business, aren't you?
Thank you. I love, by the way, that you got the phone out and you're checking the soccer. You are a true.
Croatia just beat Brazil.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Wow.
Yes.
Why does it say 1-1 final? They go
with
PKs.
The penalties.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
That's such a – I mean, you have to come to an end at some point. But that's such a disappointing way to do it. How do you feel about this? Of course, Rick brought me on to talk about soccer because I'm a noted soccer expert. But how do you feel about taking one man off every 2 minutes until the outcome is decided?
Nah.
Like, I feel like that's better than PKs.
I love PKs, and I'll tell you why. Some people will say, and I remember I'm a lifelong soccer fan. I wrote for a soccer newspaper. I worked at a World Cup. I went to a World Cup. And I'm a football guy, too. Don't worry.
Yeah.
Played college football. But
wow. I've never heard somebody that's – you played college football, but you write about soccer?
Yes. It actually makes a lot of English people mad that I know more than them. It would be like a guy from England coming over and breaking down the Cleveland Browns better than you can. It would probably anger you, wouldn't it? You're like, why do you know more than I do? Some people think penalty kicks are a lottery or it's luck. To me, it is the ultimate test of metal, because your whole country, and I admire anybody who steps up to do it because they know they're going to be a pariah if they miss. When you stand there on the spot, you're 36 feet from the goal. You're 12 yards. It seems like you're a mile away, but then when you're the goalie, it seems like the guy's as close as you are.
Yeah,
to me,
yeah, yeah. Depth
right,
perception.
Right now. But you play for 2 hours. They can't. And there have been some people say, let's count corners. Let's pull a guy off. I like pull a guy off better than counting corners. But I don't know. It's just, to me, I like it because there's no such drama as you get when it comes to that thing.
I agree, mm-hmm. as someone that watches it,
mm-hmm.
and doesn't like ties or draws or whatever. I don't think it's the best way to determine the outcome. But what I would also say to you is don't let it come to that.
Right.
You have 95 minutes or whatever it ends up being with stoppage time.
2 hours.
Yeah. Yeah. Score a goal.
Yeah.
Be more aggressive and score a goal so it doesn't get to PKs.
Right.
We just solved it. There
right.
you go.
Well, do you know the way they used to do it? It's the stupidest thing you'll ever heard of. They used to play the game over again. They would have, like in England, the FA Cup final, which is basically like their Super Bowl. They would play it. There wouldn't be a winner. And they go, okay, come back and we'll play it again next week. How about that idea?
Terrible. Terrible idea.
You know what's interesting? I had Reggie Williams on my show a couple days ago, and he comes on a lot, of course, out of Dartmouth. And we figured out that he's the greatest athlete in Dartmouth's history. We went down the line. There's
Jay Fiedler. It's pretty good.
But he was not 2 Super Bowls and 5 Pro Bowls. I mean, there was a guy, Rudy LaRusso, who played for the Warriors. There was really nobody else.
Hockey?
Nobody.
That's interesting. I would think Dartmouth hockey would have somebody up there.
Not that big.
I'm trying to think who else. Jack Kemp?
He didn't go to Dartmouth, did he?
I thought he did.
Nah.
Jack Kemp, the Bills quarterback?
Yeah, I know Jack Kemp.
Yeah, I thought
he was
he
a congressman too, right?
Yeah, did he not go to Dartmouth?
Well, let's see. Let's see now. Good thing we're not on the air right now.
I might have made that up in my head. Maybe he didn't.
Well, he was definitely a congressman. Well, anyway, I was going
to look it up. Yeah.
I got it right here. He went. He went to Occidental. You were off by 3,000 miles.
Jack Kemp did?
Occidental.
Wow, that's crazy.
He went there on Occident. He wanted to go to the other school.
Love it.
So when you think of Princeton. Like, we just had the new general manager of the Texas Rangers, Chris Young. He's a Princeton guy.
Sat next to him in polling class. We were both politics majors.
Bowling class?
Polling. They don't have bowling at Princeton. Polling. We were politics majors. Very interesting, by the way.
Yeah.
So, like, if you run polls on Sports Byline,
mm-hmm.
they're almost always flawed, right? Like,
yeah, that's what people say.
Oh, yeah. Like, I was going to do a poll on which quarterback would you rather have under the age of 25, Jalen Hurts or Justin Herbert, right? And I can do that on my Twitter. Mm-hmm. But Hurts would win because it's not truly a national poll, because I have a lot of Philadelphia followers because I do a lot of stuff on WIP Radio in Philly.
Yeah.
And I do the Eagles pregames and Eagles preseason television.
Right.
So it's like, even if nationally it would be 50-50, the Philly people would flood the vote to the point where it would be skewed. It's very, very, like polling is very, very hard to do. It's very hard to get accurate polling, which is why, like, some years they're way off on, like, who the president was going to be the one year.
Right.
Well, it's like when the fan vote in the All-Star game and every player was the Cincinnati Reds player. Remember that?
Yeah, when was that?
That was like 1970, I want to say. And they're like, we need to get the votes. It's sort of like the Electoral College. We can't let farmers elect our president. You guys tell us who you'd like, and then what the elite will sit down and we'll figure it out. Right?
All right,
we let you go, we talked about this last year. It's still going strong. Myfrontpagestory.com.
Well, you as a writer would appreciate this, okay? I know there are guys driving around right now that don't know what they're going to get their wife or their mom or whoever for the holidays. Mm-hmm. You talk to one of our writers, they write the most unbelievable story about your wife, your mom, and then it's framed, looks like it's on the cover of the newspaper, right? Like you think it's the cover of the New York Times or whatever.
Right,
yeah,
great.
That's actually my wife's grandmother.
Oh,
we
Oma.
Got that for her, Oma, mm-hmm. when she moved into a senior care facility. We wanted her to have something. She cried when she read it because there's all kinds of quotes from her children talking about how much of an impact she made on their lives. So what's really cool about it, too, is like you can read it every day. It's like the gift that keeps on giving. So if you're not sure, I'm telling you right now, whether it's your mom or your wife or whoever, they will cry happy tears if you get them one of these stories. Myfrontpagestory.com.
You got to wrap it up. You're going to have the call on Westwood One?
Absolutely, tomorrow.
Fantastic. Once again, myfrontpagestory.com. Ross Tucker, always good to see you, buddy.
Thank you, Rick.
All right, really I'm Rick Tuttle. We'll take a quick break. Come on back on Byline.